This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio. Sean Dooley, Joy Drive's chief bird nerd.
Good afternoon and happy new year, Sean Dooley.
Oh, happy new year to you too. It's great to be talking to you again in a fresh new year. Yeah. I hope you're reinvigorated.
I am reinvigorated, and I know you've got some good stories to talk about on your holidays, but I've got something that I need to talk about with you. And it's what always talk about when it comes to birds is, you know, I'm in Richmond. And all the birds have disappeared, except, of course, for those, do I say the Indian miners or the, what do we refer to them as?
The noisy miner or the common miner?
Are they the brown ones? The brown ones.
The common miner.
Yeah, right. They have proliferated everywhere, and they've got to a point where at my local cafe, they are, and I reckon they're watching me because I go to my local cafe in Richmond, and the lovely lady who owns it, she came out and she said, oh, how do I get rid of these birds? They are jumping on the table while you're sitting there eating and, you know, stealing crumbs, etc. They're that bold at doing it. And then they looked at me, and then six of them on the floor in front of me started mating. It was terrible. It was like a nightmare. It was like the movie Birds, you know.
You some sort of minor aphrodisiac.
I don't know what was going on. And I thought, oh, my goodness, but they are just going crazy. And my question is, she said to me, she goes, what can I do to get rid of them? What can I do? And I said, I don't think you can do anything. Is there anything you can do?
Yeah, it's really difficult because once they're very bold birds, and once they get used to people, that they can be very fearless, and if they know there's food in there, they're still going to go in and get it. And it's difficult. The common miner is an introduced bird, as you said. It's often known as the Indian miner, so it doesn't actually, the wildlife protection laws don't apply to the common miner. It's regarded as vermin. So in terms of, you know, you're able to, if it was a native bird, there'd be literally nothing you could do. There is the possibility that, and certain councils do it, they loan out miner traps, and basically they lend these steel traps out that you put some food in and the miners will get in there. They're pretty good at outsmarting it, but it does often work. And then you take them back to the council who will euthanize them.
So you don't have to do it yourself?
No, you're not meant to do it yourself animal cruelty reasons sort of thing, potential. But, yeah, but I'm not sure which councils participate in that these days. I'm not sure whether the City of Yarra has a program. But, yeah, it would be worth inquiring, and perhaps even the City of Bayside used to, and Yarra Valley City Council or whatever it is out there used to have them. I don't know whether they still operate those schemes or not.
I reckon they come, they look at me, they jump into my courtyard and I can see. They know I'm out to get them, Sean.
They are very intelligent birds, that's for
sure.
They
are. They definitely are. But the sad thing is a lot of the native birds have disappeared that I used to get in my courtyard. I've planted native plants, but they still come in and they've scared them all away. So they've crossed a line. So yeah. I'll let you know what happens. But on a more interesting and exciting note, you've got a story about some birds down at Lawn. Tell us about that.
Yes, I was lucky enough to spend some time down around Lawn over New Year, and my friends that have a house there were very excited because they know that I'm a huge plover lover. I'm a big fan of the hooded plover, which is this gorgeous little bird, not to be confused with the masked lapwing or spurwing plover, as some people know, the one that will swoop you when they're nesting. These little guys and gals, they they look like little wind-up toys that, that run along the beach, and they nest on surf beaches, and they've got this... The name sounds a bit thuggish, the hooded plover, and their nickname is Hoodies, but they have a black hood, really smart against a red beak and red ring around the eye and red legs, and then a beautiful sandy-coloured back, which they use for camouflage, and then pure white below. And they nest on beaches, and they love surf beaches. Unfortunately, so do we.
Oh, no.
And so over the years, the number of hooded plovers in Victoria, they just weren't successfully nesting because there were too many people, dogs, vehicles, horses on the beach. And these birds don't swoop you. They try and distract you away from their vulnerable chicks and young on the beaches. And over the years, the numbers had just plummeted because the adults could never successfully raise any chicks. But BirdLife Australia initiated the Beach Nesting Birds program back in 2006, and particularly on the surf coast, have been working with some incredible volunteers from the community to essentially guard and monitor these hooded plover nests over the years. And the fortunes of those birds has turned around, and the population last year was 50% higher in Victoria than it was
fantastic.
15 years ago. Really fantastic news. And evidence of this is for the first time in possibly over 30 or 40 years, hooded plovers have nested on the beach at Lawn, which you can imagine is just covered with visitors. And I was down there, friends told me, the hoodies are there. And so I went down to check it out and was going to take some photographs, and they've already, the Great Ocean Road Authority have already roped off the area. And this is actually on New Year's Eve. And then while I was there talking to sort of locals, and the really sad thing was, because at that stage the BirdLife volunteers that hadn't organised because this was a new nest and they didn't have any local volunteers, so no one was watching the nest. And just in the 20 minutes that I was there, there were 8 dogs off leashes. It was late in the day. The dogs shouldn't have been on the beach anyway, but they were off leash, and the owners walked past, and the dogs run through the territory. The hooded plovers run off the nest and try and distract the dogs, and it means that their chicks, or at this stage it was the eggs, are just left vulnerable and could be eaten by dogs or gulls or get too hot. And, you know, 8 dogs in 20 minutes, it was just a bit of a tragedy. And most people were really good, but there were a few very entitled people who argued the toss, and they just would refuse to leash their dog for that 50-metre stretch of beach. It was incredibly frustrating, and I don't know how our volunteers put up with that sort of antagonism when they're just trying to help these beautiful, gorgeous little birds out. But the good news is, Warren, that that against all the odds, because there was a high tide that day and we thought the eggs had been, you know, covered in water and wouldn't hatch, but the chicks hatched the next week, and now it's 2 weeks on and the chicks have still survived, which is against all odds. And it just goes to show now there's a whole lot of people have signed up with the Beach Nesting Birds volunteer program, and they have a lot of love at the moment down at Lawn. And so fingers crossed this could be the feel-good story of the summer.
Oh, I think it's fantastic, and it's great to hear some really good news about our wildlife and the environment as well, Sean. But it doesn't excuse... Look, I'm a dog owner, so I feel like I'm entitled to speak about this. Irresponsible dog owners with attitude. No, if it's 50 metres of beach, put your dog on a lead. Don't be an idiot.
Yes, I know. It was really frustrating. And yeah, I'm a dog owner too, and we had our dog down there, and, you know, it's pretty simple. You know, this was a thing that on the Mornington Peninsula for 20 years, the national park beaches on the peninsula, that they were trying to regulate dog use and where and when you could walk them to protect the hooded plovers, and nobody paid attention. And after 20 years of education and cajoling and threatening to fine people, eventually the authorities just pulled the pin and said, right, that's it, you've blown it, no dogs on beaches at any time, which caused a bit of a stink down there. But as soon as they did that, the hooded plovers on that ocean side of the beach, like at Rye, Gunnamatta, Portsea, those sorts of beaches, they've actually started being successful raising chicks again.
Fantastic.
So it does make a difference, and it's really not too much of an inconvenience to not walk your dog at certain beaches at certain times of the year. keep them leashed.
Exactly. It's not all about you and your dog. It's about the wildlife as well. Let's live in harmony with it. Sean, there is a park, and it's an inner city park. I'm not going to say where it is because I don't want people to go there, but it gets roped off every year, and it's a dog park as well. And I'm sure that some sort of plover there, it's something in the grass. The volunteers every year rope off the section of the dog park, and these birds apparently nest on the roof, and they chicks drop down into the grass or something, someone was telling me. I don't know what they are, but I'm sure the word plover was mentioned at some point.
Yeah. That's probably the masked lapwing, also known as the spurwing plover.
I think lapwing is right. And these volunteers, one lady I was talking to, she said, oh, it's exhausting. She goes, we come down here every day. It's clearly roped off. They have got signs everywhere. You'd have to be an idiot not to know what's going on. And it says, please keep your dog on leash for the next 100 metres. And then once you get past that, there's a big dog park. They can go crazy. They can run around and around and around. And she said, we're just exhausted every year. We come down here. Most dog owners are really good. They walk past. They let the bird, leave the birds alone. But some of them just won't do it. And they're like, no, I'm not putting my dog on a lead just for the birds. It's just ridiculous. It makes me really angry.
Yeah. Well, in the time I was down there, the of the 8 dog owners that I approached, 6 of them were absolutely no worries. They leashed their dogs and said, sorry, we didn't realise, or might have looked a bit sheepish and leashed their dog. But 2 of the owners, so, 25% of the people were just arguing the toss. And the great one was one of the women who wouldn't leash her dog said, I've paid $1 million for my house in Lawn. I should be able to appreciate the nature however I want. Because I was actually wearing my BirdLife Australia cap, I couldn't reply with what I wanted to, which was, well, no wonder you're angry. You've got the cheapest house in Lawn. But
well, hopefully she's on the beachfront, and as the ocean rises, it'll flutter out and she'll have to move.
Yes.
But it is a great news story, and it's really good that you shared it with us. And I suppose the other good thing is, Sean, that if it's the first year that this has happened in Lawn, people will be aware of it. Hopefully you'll get that community group going where people do volunteer and keep an eye on that. What is it, 50 metres of beach?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what's happening. I was talking to our beach nesting birds coordinator today at BirdLife Australia, and she said that they've just been flooded with people signing up to volunteer. So it really has. And I know on the community notice boards and those sorts of things, both the physical one down at Lawn and also on the online sort of Facebook groups and forums and things, there's a lot of love for those beautiful plovers. And it's really, so many people are thrilled, and that groundswell of affection for these birds. Hopefully, if they are successful, they're going to say, this is a really good place to raise a family, and they'll be back next year. So fingers crossed it will become a feature of a Lawn summer, is to share your beach with some hooded plovers and their gorgeous little chicks.
And they didn't have to pay $1 million.
Yes.
Love it. Sean, great to chat with you. We'll talk to you again next month.
Oh, excellent. Great. Thanks, Warren.
Thank you. That's Sean Dooley, the National Public Affairs Manager at BirdLife Australia.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.